This is Daim Shabazz with the Chess Drum, and we're in Arlington, Virginia. It's July 6th. This is the last day of the World Open. The ninth round is in progress, but it's winding down, and the players at the top boards are still going at it. Some players are getting ready for the Blitz tournament that's going to take place. I'm actually sitting with Frank Street, who is known to the Chess Drum audience. There have been articles featured about his accomplishments, and we're going to just have a chat with him and just see what he's been doing these past years, and ask him a few questions about chess as it was in his day. So, Mr. Street, you had another World Open, and what do you think of these when you come to visit? What do you think of these tournaments? Is it like what you remember from your time, or is it, do you find it more chaotic?
Well, the tournament is very similar to tournaments that I played in many, many years ago. The biggest difference is this tournament's much, much larger, maybe four or five times as many people. The prize funds and as well as entry fees are much, much higher. I don't think I've ever played in a tournament where just about the entire hotel is saturated with chess players. Usually, when I played, chess players might have been an event with 100, 150 people at most. And so we never dominated the hotel. We would have one room or so, and we would go. It was much more formal, I think, in my days. I mean, it seemed like people dressed differently, and it was quieter, and maybe older people. There were always a few young people show up, but not, I don't recall more than 50% of the tournament or a real large percentage of the people being very young. So it's much bigger and much more informal in ways than it was when I was coming up.
So tell us a bit about your background in chess. How, when you started, when you learned, who taught you, and when you decided that you might have some talent in chess, you started pursuing your career in chess. So when did you start playing?
Well, let's see. I learned to play chess probably around junior high time, or maybe slightly before junior high school, as well, I used to like to play all kinds of games. I mean, my neighborhood friends would come over on my house, and we would play. We had checkers, we had Scrabble, we had all kinds of stuff. And they, someone had an idea that we'd learn how to play chess. And they came over with a chess set up, and they made up the rules. We didn't even read the rule book. And I said, based on what we were doing, it didn't make any logical sense. So I said, oh, this can't really be true, how we're playing this. And so I looked up the rules in the encyclopedia and went back, and that's how I learned to play chess. I learned, from an encyclopedia that my parents had in my house, and, played my first game of chess maybe a week or so after that. But I didn't take chess seriously at that time, and I don't think I played another game until I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. That's how I learned how to play chess, from the encyclopedia. I saw two of my neighbors playing chess at night under a lamp. And I was just very fascinated at that, at how they can stay transfixed so long looking at a board. And then I went home and got an encyclopedia and I learned the moves. But it wasn't a couple of years later until I started playing. So when did you decide that, hey, this is something I might be pretty good at, and then you started playing in tournaments? When did that occur?
Well, I actually never decided that I was going to be pretty good at chess, and therefore I would play in tournaments. I was more interested in science and other things in school, and I was very good in physics, and I was really one of the best students there. And so I saw people in high school playing chess, and I, in sort of an egotistical way, thinking that because I could do physics well, I should be able to do chess well. I didn't know much about what it would take to become a good chess player at that time, but that was basically it. It was just, I thought of it as a challenge, and so that got me interested enough to sit down and try to see if I could beat some people who were on our chess team. And I lost almost every single game I played, and in order to kind of save face, I said, well, you know, I'm going to have to read the book to do something to show that I'm not an idiot. I should be able to play at least decently. So that's kind of how I got involved in chess. It was never an interest to be a really good chess player just because of chess, but it was more or less to show people that because I can do physics or whatever, I ought to be able to play chess. I don't think that's logic. That makes sense, but that's how I got started.
Well, then you started whatever point that you figured that, okay, I like playing chess and I may be pretty good at it, then you decided to start playing in tournaments. What were some of the tournaments that you started playing in? You were in the D.C. area, right?
Right. We, this is a long time ago, and social things weren't as open as they are today, so it wasn't so easy to start traveling around the city just trying to decide what you want to do. And besides, I was too young to do that. I didn't have permission to, I mean, I wouldn't have been able. So what I did is I was involved with my chess club, and I got strong enough to play top board for my high school, and there was a D.C. Chess in high school, and we played other high schools, and so that was how I got interested. And we in my high school did very well, and eventually won the championship, and that was my contribution. But after graduating from high school, I had a whole lot of things to think about. I wanted to go to school, and I wanted to go to a decent school, and I tried to prepare myself and my subject matter and all that kind of stuff, and the chess was good because there were I had gotten exposed to the Washington Chess Taiban, and it was the type of people that associated there. You know, to me, it seemed like, well, okay, this would be a helpful thing to be involved with as I mature as a person. So I kind of took that approach to chess. So that was how I got started.
So then you, if we fast forward a little bit, you got quite a bit of success in tournaments. You won the U.S. Amateur champion, and by virtue of that, you ended up on the cover of Chess Life. I believe it was, I believe it might have been 65. It was 65. So when you made the cover of Chess Life, did that change, did that kind of change your attitude in terms of maybe going further, or did it have any impact on your endeavors in chess?
Well, you know, there was a sort of like a background to that that it's important for me to sort of talk about. At that period of my life, I had really started to take chess more seriously, and I had been regularly going down to the club, Washington Chess Divan, and trying to become as strong a player as I could at that point, because I had free time. I finished high school. I had worked a little bit, and I had was a student in a technical school, and so I had made a lot of progress in the chess club. As a matter of fact, I had won the Washington Chess Divan Championship, and I knew I was going to be one of the strongest amateur players in the country. So I said, well, now is the time to go up to play in the U.S. Amateur before I become a master. So I went up there knowing that I would probably do pretty good, and I won all of my games except my last game. My last game was a draw, and I was so upset with that that I left New York, and I didn't even know I had won the U.S. Amateur. I just got on the train and came back down and found out a few days later that I had won the tournament. So it wasn't, I really wasn't even that happy about it at first, because I didn't win it the way I had intended to win it, but I was happy nevertheless I had won. I didn't know I was going to be on the front of the Chess Life. I mean, I guess typical chess player, I really didn't know. I didn't know what I would get or anything. So it forced me to think a lot about where I was going to go into chess. Did I want to continue playing in chess tournaments? What did I wanted to do? So it just turned out that after I won that tournament, I said to myself, you know, I really want to concentrate on my studies at this point. And from that point, I started, I just went to school, finished my technical school, and then eventually went on to UCLA and finished that. And so I've not really had a period in my life where I felt like I was just going to do as much in chess as possible.
So you were in, at UCLA, and Walter Harris was also at UCLA. Did you all overlap? Was it at the same time, or did you all miss each other?
Yes, we were there at the same time. I'm not exactly sure what level Walter was at when he was at UCLA, but we talked while I was there, but we didn't play chess. Walter hadn't played chess for many years at that point, and he had been through some of the same things I'd done, and UCLA was a very serious school, so we had to really be devoted to our studies. I mean, UCLA wasn't a place where you could, at that time, be playing chess or thinking about something else. Either you were going to do your studies or that was it. So I didn't play a single game of chess in any tournaments while I was there, and I don't believe Walter did that either.
So you were at UCLA and you studied physics. Was it physics you studied or mathematics?
I studied mathematics. Walter studied physics, and so I went to UCLA with the intention of studying mathematics, and so I stayed math major, did not change, graduated, and went to graduate school and studied engineering.
Was this also at UCLA?
No, eventually I went to the University of Maryland.
Oh, okay.
And
College Park, right?
Yes, College Park, yes. So basically my background is mathematics and electrical engineering. Mm-hmm.
And so you were working in that industry after school in mathematics?
Yeah, I had a very long career. I worked for about 40 years as an electrical engineer on NASA programs, starting from roughly 74 to 2008. I retired in 2008.
So let me ask you this question. I see you at the World Opens every year, and you apparently have kept in touch with the game. Where most people, they just either forget, they just lose touch with the game. What has kept your interest in coming to the tournament every year and being in this environment? Because I mean, I find it, I won't say unique, because there are probably other players, but it's good to see you here. But I'm just wondering, what keeps you coming back year after year?
Well, now that I am retired, I have more spare time, and I can travel and do what I want. I enjoy the atmosphere in the chess tournament, and I do try to keep track of what's happening in the overall community. Mm-hmm. I know who the world champion is, I know the leading grandmasters, I keep up with the latest chess theory on the internet, I have chess programs, I occasionally play 5-minute games, and so although I don't play in tournaments with a, say, 40 moves in 2 hour limit, I do, you know, I read about chess, I get Chess Life magazine, I read a lot of stuff about chess, so I pay attention to it, and my main interest is, I look at chess more like a math problem. It has a solution, it has some technique, just like you're trying to prove something. So I'm interested. I kind of think in that chess has changed a lot, even though the basic rules are there. I think the way people think about the game is very different today than they did when I was coming around.
I think you and I have played some blitz games in the past, and I can see where your strength comes from. You like a good battle. So you still have you been playing blitz any blitz games here?
Yeah, I played 5 blitz games, and I won all 5.
Tell me this: do you ever have any plans of playing in tournaments again, longer tournaments?
Actually, you know, as you can see from my interview, I don't think I ever just played in chess tournaments just to be playing. Whenever I play chess, usually I had a purpose in playing. So in the early days, my purpose was to at least demonstrate that I could get up to a certain level in chess and understand the game to the point where I would be a respectable player. That's what I wanted to achieve. So once I did that, there was no real purpose to play anymore.
Okay.
So since I've already achieved that purpose, I don't have a second purpose. I've never played just to be playing. If I can think of a good reason why I should play, then I will play.
Okay. All right.
Well, those are all the questions I have. I appreciate your time. We're glad to have you in our midst and look forward to seeing you next year here. Thank
you. I appreciate the opportunity to have an interview, and I enjoyed and I like this tournament. I hope I'm still around next year.
Yes, sir. Well, we hope so as well. Well, this is Daim Shabazz. We're signing off at the Chess Room.